This is K-A-8-U-H-G, Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Hotel Golf.
Hey, Steve, it's Tim again up in Richmond, N-8-W-R-O. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, I always say you have a nice punch of signal in here, nice and clear. So how was my signal there, Tim?
Loud and clear. No issues whatsoever. I mean, you know, for VHF, it's perfectly fine. I don't know what you're running, but whatever you're doing it right.
Yeah, I got a couple of new just bullpen hangs. Handy copies, and I'm programming it. And so I would, and I'm doing it from the keypad. So I guess that would qualify me for one of the elements of certification.
You are correct. Although I think DEC Mike likes you to do it in front of them, but you're correct. Level one, whatever number it is, I forget. But yeah, that's one of the tasks that we have to do. But that one's fairly easy.
Well, you know what? Not for everyone. You know, it's these radios some years ago. You know, I've been doing this stuff with the parade, you know, and get around different groups, lunch groups, or whatever over the years. And so, you know, I come back, you know, I don't have the cord or something. I have to program a radio and I just show up or go bring the radio, you know. And so for years, you know, as long as it's just about, you know, Bofang's been around and a couple other radios too, you know, I just get in there and did it, you know. Minute, I have the radio program for the couple of 2-3 frequencies, you know, that we use, you know, and they said, boy, you get that fast, you know, but I've done that, you know, people show up, and I said, just show up, you know, at the, you know, the parade site, whatever it happens to be, and I said, you know, okay, that's it, okay, fine with the open memory slot, and program it up, and I said, test it a couple of times, and there you go, okay.
Well, I get it why they have it in there. It's definitely a good skill to have. You don't want to rely on that chirp. You know, for the analog radios, chirp kind of makes us, one could argue, a little lazy that we don't learn it because different radios have different methods. Like, for example, the offset. Some radios, you put the offset in. The one radio that I tested on, you just put in the transmit and the receive frequency direct. They don't even have a place for the offset because, you know, so there's subtle difference in how you do it, and you got to know how you're doing it. And I kind of got caught a little bit during the set when we were trying to reach St. Clair County up in Memphis, and we weren't getting them, and we thought my ICOM was not programmed right. Turns out it actually was, so why we couldn't get them, I'm not sure, but I couldn't front panel program that thing for the life of me, but Tom was really good, KC8KJO, he did it every which possible way, so we determined it wasn't the radio, just for whatever reason we were out of range or whatnot.
Yeah, those field tests are always good. That's why like Field Day, I've done that for many years, many decades, and always learn something every time, no doubt. And you know, don't make a whole lot of contacts on whatever band, I always learn something. And right, yeah. So yeah, I could do the program. Yeah, I've done it for other people. They show up and get it done. But I think one time I had a hard time because some of the both things. I think the older like some of the firmware on it. You had to it stores the receive frequency first and the transmit frequency. So if you program that out. And then someone told me, it's like, I was sitting in a Target parking lot or something like that, waiting for someone, that's some years ago now, you know, and they said, hey, you know, they found the trick is to use the reverse button. You program it in, then you could do whatever the little shortcut is, like off the keypad for the reverse. Then you go store the, you know, you hit the save again for that memory channel, that would work. But I noticed these newer, even though this is an old, an updated version of an older model. You don't have to use the reverse anymore. You just save it twice. It's a saving receiving memory, then it's a saving transmitting memory. You know, have the offset in there. But before, you actually had to type it in, the transmitting frequency. You had to, you know, tap it in. Or then I found that the shortcut was to hit this reverse button and then do it.
You know, I think I recall that. I think I ran across that back, was it last year or something, when I was starting out, and I got some of the Bofangs and was, but I tell you what, the analog is one thing. Trying to program this, I got it now, but the DMR, the DM32 Bofang, I've got one of the guys, he's I loaned it out to him, and he's trying it out now, too. The radio works good, I would say, for what it is, but the code plug, or the CPS that Bofang has for the digital side, oh my goodness, that was really hard to master, because as we know, DMR is hard to begin with when you're starting, but they had, you know, words translated wrong, and it was just all that much more difficult. So that was like a, you know, can rate things by certain trips, how many trips to the hardware store we do. Well, this was how many YouTube videos I had to watch before I could finally get it, but I did. So, hey, and I got to thank you. It looks like, you put your form in. I just see it. It popped up here on my screen, so I appreciate that as well. NAWRO, back over to you.
Oh, yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, I was going to mention that, too, since you came back, but it sounds like you found it. Great. So, yeah, I put my DMR ID in there, too. I think some people were asking about that one time. I do have a DMR whatever number.
I just completed a report for Wally on that same topic, and I believe I didn't look at what you put in the screen. I'll double check. I'll cross reference it, but I believe it ends in 333. So I think we're good, and we appreciate that.
Okay. Yep. I don't know how you pull them down, or if you're able to pull it from whatever the site is, do inquiries, or how you do it, if you can do it by call or what. It's been a while. I used to just ask John W. AAE, who is a silent key now, so I'm going to have to, you know, find another resource. You know, I used to get a little lazy with it, and some of the notes I've jotted down for some places, I'm sure it's kind of a folder, and who knows where they're at right now. But yeah, I used to write kind of relying on John. But yeah, I'm glad you found that, and the radio I have, I was looking at this Wushong, which was given to me by, this was called Pastor Bill. He's been in Roseville, then he was in Marine City, but before he then went to Missouri, he gave me this Wushong handheld radio, which worked okay, but with time the battery is, you know, it's been a few years now, not doing well, so I looked at replacements for it, it's like $50, so I'm like, oh, do I want to stick with this, or get something that's more standard for just a, you know, not much more, so I'm not sure if I want to make the $50 investment there, but I have used DMR.
Yeah, all we use is that radioid.net site. Well, that's the site I guess we get registered on, and you can use a DMR user search. So it's very similar to like a FCC call sign search, you know, when that site's up. It's not up lately. It's causing problems. But, yeah, that's all we use just to – and I did look at your form and slid over, and we got it right. So I'm not sure what Wally's doing. I believe it's code plugs for the group's radios, because we got some county radios. So I think he just wants to try to get the current members right. In there. Oh, I know what it is. It's the CSV values. It's the contact values. So not like you're necessarily going to be assigned one of the radios because you have your own, but he just wants to get the because I guess in Motorola, the contacts are limited. You can't put, you know, you can't put like all contacts in an HT. It just doesn't work, especially with Motorola. In fact, even mine, I did Michigan, Ontario, and Ohio, I think. And by the time I got those three areas, you know, and besides, that's probably overkill anyways, but, you know, if it's got the memory, I don't mind doing it, but if you ever need any of those CSV files for context, let me know, because I did subscribe to the Radio ID service, so I could create a CSV file for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that was one of the nice features, right, with the Motorola. It was, they had you just follow along or whatever, call that follow, where if you have the different code plugs for different areas as you move along, it will allow you to somehow it allows you to continue to talk or something. Otherwise, you have to load a whole new code plug in every time as you move around different geographic area. Yeah, and I was back a few years back. One of the big KBGFF, I think it is. He was one of the ones that he got a DMR radio. It's got TYT, and he was big on this. I forgot who the person was. He researched it and everything, and he was able to flash the firmware of it, and without bricking his radio. And then they didn't show up for it, but Sean, then that kind of became a thing, and I remember they called it we kind of call it tongue-in-cheek, historically they call it the Barbecue Summit. We met at Barbecue Bob's place in Ferndale, and Sean was there with a couple other people with laptops, and they would update their firmware. So I got a chance to meet a bunch of hams I hadn't talked to for years, but never met. But that was kind of was a pivotal point in Southeast Michigan's DMR circles.
Well, that is kind of interesting, because I didn't know the actual long-term history on that, because DMR is new to me this year. 2025 is, pretty much the first I've ever done any kind of a deep dive, if you will, into DMR. And prior to that, I just vaguely knew of its existence, but I never played with it. And, of course, after that, I'm looking at maybe P25. But that might be a next year thing. We'll see how that goes. But the price point on the radios is, I think DMR is relatively affordable. I mean, it's not a $20 Bofang, but then again, it's also not, a 3K P25 radio. So I think DMR might be something and a good chunk of our members have it already. I mean, I just did this list for Wally, and way over the majority have it. And then those that don't, we've got the group's radio that we can loan out to them. And, this station here has DMR IDs. WAA-MIAC has a handful of radio IDs or DMR IDs assigned to it. Or they could get their own, because it doesn't cost anything. So a lot of options there.
Right, yeah. Then all that up and back with the brand license and everything, that's still an ongoing thing. So how that all worked out. And, yeah, so I know it was a 380. Yeah, I think it was a 380. 380s, right, was the ones, and then they came out with the 390s. But and there is some, for a while they had these, was it a Retriever? I think had a dual band one. A few people got a dual band DMR. And I think when Pastor Bill went down to Missouri, because most of their activity on DMR is actually on 2 meters or something like that. So yeah, I remember some of the stuff, even though I haven't been real active in it, but I still know some of the history and kind of how it works. I used to listen online to different stuff, these different services, and a while back, it goes back a little bit, but so I've listened, and got in there with the nets and all that kind of thing over the years, but yeah, it's interesting, but yeah. Kind of interesting how repeaters come and go, and these associations and groups come and go, and all that, So good though that you're kind of getting your feet with it in this past year.
Yeah, in fact, I probably have to end the QSO in a little bit here because one of the members, Dean, we're going to meet over on DMR, but not. We're going to do Simplex. And Wally hooked me up with this Talk Group 99 code plug that has just two Simplex frequencies, but they're DMR, and they don't go through a repeater, of course. And he's not that, his QTH is not is not that far south from me. Last night we just went direct, and it's like, hey, base to base, it works fine, perfectly clear. And then, of course, Dave, the boss, is in the middle of us, and then so is this Dean. He's just a little bit south of me. Now, obviously, it's not going to go, probably ain't going to go to Warren. Of course, we haven't tested it yet, so who knows. But and of course, I'm on low power, too, so if we pick it up on high power, I don't know. We're going to have to play around with this. So we're all, you know, doing the statewide one and all that. That's fine. Nothing wrong with it, but hey, what can Simplex do? So that's the next experiment. So, all right, with that, then, I think I'll probably make this my last, but I will listen out to you, Steve. Again, appreciate you doing that for him, and nice talking to you as always. And let me know, just out of curiosity, if you're planning on maybe trying to join the net tonight. I think Mike might be running the net tonight at 7. This is N8WRO. I will listen out.
Yeah, I'm going to try to join the net this evening. And what I do is, before I used to have, I have a music practice in Roseville. So what I do is I check in and I save the first few minutes, like the 10 minutes off before I go in. And on meeting nights, I reverse that. So I used to have two back-to-back music practices. I would go to the one in Mount Clemens, and then because I'm pretty experienced and stuff like that, but I'd come in, like halfway through there, and one was an hour, 50 minutes, one's an hour, and then I'd go from 6 to 8, but I had a little travel, 10 minutes travel time between the two. What I've been doing is checking into the net on, and then I in and out, because then I go to my music practice, and then on meeting nights, because I don't have two groups, I don't feel bad about leaving early, because I used to come, 25 minutes late to the one, but now I just tell them to leave 15 minutes early, and I make it for the second half of the meeting on those Thursdays. So that's what I've been working on. And I did touch base with the parade. Today I did a couple of texts to the person who is the chairperson just to confirm that, and the volunteer person, and I'm going to try to make it to their meeting the first Thursday in November to kind of get things going a little earlier. And I think they're going direct with DMR. It's called Talk Around, I think. Talk Around. I think that's the term for it. I think that's what it is. And you can talk when you talk to Sean. You can make it sound like, ask him. You tell him you heard about the barbecue summit. And probably Shauna snicker a little bit. You know, he'll understand. You know the history of it. He'll know all about it. You know. Anyway, 7-3 Tim. This is K-8-UAC.
Sounds good. Thanks again, Steve. That's making me laugh a little bit. I will do that. N-8-W-R-O. Clear. QSO.
K-8-AZN. Listening.
QRZ, who's calling, ECM or something like that. This is K-A-A-U-H-T. Steve.
So I'm on the outside of the signal, probably. It's K-E-8-A-Z-N. It's Kilo, back to Alpha Zulu, November. I copy.
Okay, K-E-A-A-Z-N, I got you. Yeah, it's got a little flutter, but you got a bunch of audio. Everything is kind of coming through, so it sounds good. Yeah, I'm Steve. And, nice to talk to you.
Oh, awesome, Steve. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, so, yeah, touching base with Tim a little bit, so trying to take advantage of reinvigorated APRS group. I'm going to get this door here.
You using a radio to transmit your APRS?
I don't have the APRS. Let me run out of here. I gotta go into the door here, but maybe talk to you in a couple minutes.
That's a big affirmative there. This is K-E-8-A-Z-N. Clear, but listening.
This is November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing, Michigan on the W8IRA net. This is November 8th, Foxtrot Lima Kilo in Lansing. NAFLK clear.
AI-5, the BT, you listening? Anybody on the frequency, got a connector, or a cell phone, or however you say it, walkie-talkie, to CL-359, you can AI-5, BT, you listening?
WFSM test VHF Mackinac City. Hello, Mackinac. Come in, Mackinac. Over.
Yeah, nobody can hear you. Set it back. Just broken for you.
Well, it says there now, so I'm going to say that I got it working.